WSJK, ESPN 93.5, Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
A surge in hiring. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. But despite the big increase in new jobs, unemployment also rose last month. Fox's Jenny Casola details the Just Out report live.
Dave, employers added 225,000 new jobs in the month. That is more than expected. The unemployment rate rose slightly to 3.6% because more people are looking for jobs. The labor force participation rate rose to 63.4%. Economists were predicting the mild January would help construction employment. It did. There were some manufacturing jobs lost, though that reflects Boeing's grounding of the 737 MAX. Dave?
Jenny, on Wall Street, not much reaction. Stock futures are down just like they were before the report. The day after the Dow and the NASDAQ, the S&P 500 hit record highs. About 300 more Americans were flown out of China in the coronavirus outbreak. One plane's in California, but will end up in Nebraska for quarantine. The other flight landed in Vancouver. Those passengers will end up spending 2 weeks in San Diego. A Royal Caribbean cruise ship that docked this morning in Bayonne, New Jersey, came from the Bahamas, but the New York Post reports a dozen Chinese nationals are on board and will be tested and quarantined.
Also, within the last hour, we have learned that they are rigorously cleaning this ship and the port in preparation for this cruise ship going out once again.
Fox's Todd Pyro in Bayonne. One of President Trump's challengers dropped out of the Republican race today. Former Congressman Joe Walsh only got 1% in Iowa. As for Democrats, all the caucus results are finally in, and while Bernie Sanders got more initial votes, Pete Buttigieg ended up with a 0.1% lead after the reallocation.
While both campaigns are declaring victory, Tom Perez, the chairman of the Democratic Party, tweets, "Enough is enough," adding, "I am calling on the Iowa Democratic Party to immediately begin a recanvass."
That's Fox's Sean Lanville. Perez has clarified he wants the recanvassing in areas with inconsistencies in voting. Tonight, seven Democrats will debate in New Hampshire before Tuesday's primary. America's listening to Fox News.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary, obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
Nasty weather has turned deadly in the South, where there's been storm damage and flooding from Mississippi up to Kentucky over to Virginia. One person was killed when strong winds destroyed mobile homes in Alabama. Two others died when trees fell on cars, one in South Carolina, the other in Tennessee. And another person was killed in Tennessee when his truck hydroplaned in heavy rain. A similar situation left the driver dead in North Carolina. A public memorial is being planned for ex-NBA star Kobe Bryant.
The memorial for Kobe Bryant will take place on February 24th at the Staples Center, where the basketball great became a legend. The center is also known as the house that Kobe built. The memorial will include Kobe, his daughter Gianna, and the seven other people that were killed in the January 26th helicopter crash in Calabasas, California. On Friday, before a game against the Portland Trail Blazers, the Lakers held an emotional tribute to Kobe. The center is held memorials for artists Michael Jackson and Nipsey Hussle. Timing and tickets have yet to be announced. With limited seating, entry is expected to be severely restricted. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
On the heels of the finally completed Brexit, the UK no longer in the European Union, Britain has a new ambassador to the US, which President Trump might like.
Britain naming Karen Pierce as its new ambassador to the US. She's the first woman to hold the role and moves from representing the UK at the United Nations. Her appointment comes after the previous British ambassador resigned. In leaked emails, Kim Darroch had described the Trump administration as inept, and President Trump responded by calling the ambassador stupid. The new envoy takes over as Britain seeks a post-Brexit trade deal with the US. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
In a few hours, the president will leave the White House, head to North Carolina. Later today, he'll speak at a summit focused on economic and job development. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
John Decker told me that he'll be on Air Force One. John Decker, our Fox News radio connection on Thursdays, said, he'll be on AF1. I said, can you take friends? And he said, just get there earlier and say you're me. And then I said, I don't think the Secret Service would like that. Would you get me out of trouble when you show up? He said, they love me. I said, well, fine. Then they'll know it's not you. What? Our weather brought to you by, we'll do weather in a second.
Yeah.
Okay. First, your local news. Here's Jamie Monticelli.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. An Urbana man has been charged with criminal sexual assault and criminal sexual abuse in connection to conduct that allegedly happened in August. 28-year-old Junior Nangile is charged. Police said the suspect and the victim worked together and were friends. The incident happened at the man's home. The city of Champaign has issued a permit for a special event to be held in Champaign for the One Winter Night event. That's today through tomorrow. During that special event, Park Avenue west of Randolph Street to Neal Street will be closed at noon today, and Chester Street between Neal Street and Walnut Street will be closed beginning at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Both will reopen tomorrow morning. Parking along Neal Street between University Avenue and Main Street, as well as Walnut Street between University Avenue and Main Street, will not be allowed after noon today. Parking is available at the Hill Street parking deck located at 123 West Hill in downtown Champaign. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 three-day weather brought to you by OSF Healthcare. Getting treatment you need without delay, visit osfhealthcare.org.
Up to 34 morning snow showers could come our way, otherwise some clouds. 26 our low this evening as we help out the homeless in downtown Champaign. Over 200 box dwellers staying from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. It's One Winter Night. See you at home.us for details. We've got a high 31 tomorrow, down to 22. 20% chance of precipitation. 80% chance of precipitation, but more mild on Sunday. High 38, low 28. Currently 26. ESPN 93.5.
All right, off we go into the 8 o'clock hour. I'm glad you're listening. Friday morning, February 7. If you want to plan for Valentine's Day and call the Blossom Basket Florist today, 367 Rose, Ron Bailey and his family will get your roses ready, but I would suggest calling early. They're going to have 15 delivery drivers as the preeminent florist on Valentine's Day in Central Illinois. 367 Rose. Get it done. Be happy. She'll love it. She'll love it. Okay. Going to talk to Kim Brown later this hour. Big game at Illinois. Biggest in 7 years. Two ranked teams. We haven't had that in 7 years. So we're excited about Maryland, number 9 against Illinois, number 20. And it will be one of those, if you've been an Illinois fan over the years, you know that there are just some games that have this in the air. Frankly, it was there for the Minnesota game. I can't imagine the feel tonight when the crowd is juiced and in. There's, you know, really not as great expectation. I mean, I don't think anybody thinks we're going to pound Maryland. I think it's going to be a really good game.
Well, and they might remember that December 7th game at College Park, Maryland at number 3 at the time, 59-58 winners over Illinois.
Yeah, it was, I think, overtime, and I think they came back from 4 points down with 20 seconds left. They made that 30-foot three. Yeah, that was a really stinging loss. It really, really was. But then we kind of slumped a little bit. We lost at Missouri to a bad team. I mean, Missouri's not very good. But after that, man, we kind of got it going. We lost by 20 up in Michigan State. And then from that point on, didn't we win 7 in a row or something? So, I mean, this has been wonderful. It really has. The Big Ten season has been a delight. And when your favorite team exceeds expectations, those are always the best years. When you're Duke and you're supposed to win it all every year, you're Kansas and they lost the game, what happened? I mean, those are pressure. When you're an up-and-coming team like Illinois is, that's the best joy, is that, ooh, I can't believe it, way to go. I didn't think they'd be.
I know it.
Now, next year, it's going to be, well, can we win it all? I mean, when the expectations change, the dynamic of how you feel changes. And certainly, this team has exceeded my expectations. I did not think we would contend for a championship. Jeremy Warner Show coming after 9. After 9 this morning, Jeremy just told me that watch out for Penn State because their schedule is pretty darn good for them. So, and we got to play at Penn State. That at Penn State, at Rutgers after this two-game swing with Maryland and Michigan State, it'll be tough. It'll be really, really tough on the road. Two really good teams in their own right. And Jeremy thinks at least 10 teams from the Big Ten will make the NCAA. Pretty amazing. Okay. Wanted to touch on privacy this morning. Try not to be too cynical about that word because I don't really think we have it anymore.
True.
In 2020, the year when the government finally does, is that going to be the year the government does something to protect privacy? Up until now, it's been all on you, the consumer. When it comes to technology, it's not just Big Brother watching or even big tech. Your Fitbit tracker, Ring camera.
What?
Alexa voice assistant, Google searches. Almost anyone seems to have access to the data of your life. Founder and CEO, Data Discovery Sciences, a consulting firm specializing in data protection and cybersecurity, Ed Peters. Ed, how are you?
Fine. How are you doing?
I'm fine. So I have Alexa. I have Siri. I do Google searches. I better not be dealing drugs. I mean, everybody knows everything these days, right?
Seems to be.
Well, outside of Montana log cabin, no phone, no electricity, how can I get off the grid?
Well, that's a different question. There's lots of places you could go, although it doesn't seem like you'd ever truly be able to get off totally if you want to communicate with anybody. But, you know, this is a big perplexing problem we have right now. And what we're struggling with really is how to deal with it from a couple of perspectives. Number one, the government currently is seeing this as you as a consumer. And as a consumer, I have a whole different set of expectations around my data and how it's protected than I would have from my perspective as a citizen. For instance, if my lawnmower stops working, I take it back to the shop. As a consumer, I expect it to be fixed. And it's a very limited set of uses that I have for that asset, being the lawnmower. As a citizen, now, it's a whole other problem. If it's my data, then I really expect it to be treated much differently and my rights to be much broader and have a much more comprehensive set of protections than if it's just my watch or my Fitbit tracker and it stops working or how that data is being used. So this is a big struggle that we're going to have to face is, you know, how we really delineate this and how it moves beyond simply your rights as a consumer.
What should the government do in your view?
Well, three things. Number one, the government needs to recognize that this dichotomy between this issue as a consumer and this issue as a citizen. For instance, as a consumer, I get, if something happens, the California privacy law, you know, grants me up to $750 to $7,000 if something doesn't work properly, or if there's a breach with something with that through that product or company. If I'm a citizen, I expect a whole lot of different issues here to be in play. If somebody steals my data and then they use it to sell it on the deep dark web, and now I can't get insurance or I can't get, you know, something else I'm trying to buy. So the downstream effects are much greater, and I expect the government to understand the big scope here and not just focus on the narrow consumer issue, number one, right? Number two, these unintended consequences are huge, and we need to keep that in mind as we go forward. Just what those unintended consequences are and how that downstream effect will demand some kind of protection. And lastly, please recognize that the market's moving much faster and our ability to build laws and have something in place that allows us to have some kind of redress.
What can I do at home?
At home, you've got one option. And really, that's to take a look at the apps that you have and to focus on where they allow you to opt out of selling your data. Now, that's not easy to find on most of them, but some like Facebook and others do have that. Search that out, go to that toggle switch, and turn off their ability to use your data for resale purposes.
Well, if nothing else, we get this out of Ed for sure. I understand that one. I go to the app. I find a toggle. I opt out of them using my name. That could help me for sure, right?
Yeah, it's all on you, and that's the only protection you have right now. And the best thing is, like all of this, this is the unintended consequences of the convenience that we get from these apps.
Yep.
But that means that it doesn't come for free and that you need to take control just like you do with your passwords and your digital identity. You need to take control of how it can be distributed as well.
I'm not sure if it'd be a real good thing to know as much as you know, Ed, because there's so many ways for people to get to us now, and you probably know them all. So I hope you can sleep at night going, man, what about that one? Oh, man.
Well, I get surprised every day.
Oh, my.
with some of the creative ways people use to get at these things.
Okay, how do people connect with you, Ed Peters?
Well, just go to datadiscoverysciences.com. You can leave a message or just send me a note at ePeters, at the same, datadiscoverysciences.com.
And people can really listen to me on Siri and Alexis if I use them? Yeah, that's what he said.
Or was the government listening and said, enough of that?
Huh. Good point. Remember when we did
the Russia Olympic, guy.
Yeah, Olympics in Russia, and I was critical, and all of a sudden we couldn't get through.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
I will disconnect you.
Oh, I love you, comrade.
We were envisioning the cigarette and the shot of vodka in one hand.
They're all listening now. So, bottom line is, pretend like everything you say is being heard.
Yeah.
Because that might be an exaggeration, but probably not by a lot. So, what you think you're doing at the kitchen table when you say, hey, Siri, play some Billy Joel. There could be somebody with muffs on some room listening. Yeah, that's creepy. Here we go. Sports Headlines 8:17. Okay. Here we go.
Well, we'll hear more from Kent Brown when he stops by, but this is the fourth straight week, checking in at number 20, Illinois' longest streak, appearing in eight AP polls from November 26, 2012 to January 14, 2013. It's been a while since we've had these kind of winning ways, and we've got a sellout crowd tonight.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, the only one that isn't sold out is Nebraska on February 24th. That's the only one with some tickets available, so there'll be some big energy tonight, so it should be a lot of fun. Ooh, Kent's coming down the way, actually.
All right.
We had New Orleans over the Chicago Bulls, 125-119. Toronto at Indianapolis to face the Pacers tonight at 7 o'clock. We also had the Jets over the Blues, 4-2 yesterday on ice. Blackhawks defenseman Brent Seabrook, at the age of 34, underwent some hip surgery, hopes to be back to the return to the ice at the beginning of next season. The AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am first round, Nick Taylor opened with an eagle, closed with two birdies. I guess the weather was awesome.
That's not Nick Taylor, the realtor, right?
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah.
out of Muhammad, 8 under 63.
That's a great score. That's the one where Bill Murray and D.A. Points team up.
In fact, a lot of Super Bowl guys there, a lot of athletes there. They talked about what a great scene this was and high fives all around.
Yep. That's a fun one. Mm-hmm. And then Pebble Beach Drive, if you've never done the 17-mile Pebble Beach Drive, it's pretty, I bet Kent Brown's probably done. Have you driven it's a 17-mile drive, and the cheapest home has got to be 2.4?
Whoa.
But it's absolutely stunning.
Not surprised. I've been to Torrey Pines. I've never been by Pebble Beach.
Pebble Beach is gorgeous. Big old waves coming off the Pacific. And it was, it's just a wonderful Pebble Beach Drive, 17-mile drive. You got to do that sometime.
Okay.
It's near Clint Eastwood's town where he's mayor, Carmel by the Sea.
Mm-hmm.
It's gorgeous. It's a gorgeous area of California. 8:19, Kent Brown. University of Illinois Associate Athletic Director. What is your official?
Yeah, that's fine, Stevie. I'm just an old timer, long time.
Yeah. Who needs a title?
Right.
The mouthpiece, the man. Okay, so this is fun. I've been to a lot of basketball games at Illinois. In fact, I've counted once. I've been in and out of that place about 500 times because I used to work at the scores table.
Right.
And
right.
used to all those games I saw. And I figured about four games a year had that thing. And you know just as well what I'm talking about. This electricity. There'll be electricity tonight.
There will be. You know, it's been interesting. You know, there's a lot of people driving to this game, you know, the biggest game since whatever. And it's a big game. there's, you know, there's 8 games left in the regular season after today.
A lot of season to go.
You know, the season doesn't end one way or the other tonight, you know, but man, it is fun to have a game that means something like this at this part of the year. And it's been a while since we've had a game that's fighting for first place, a team's driving for championship. But the league, I mean, you look between 1st and 11th, it's like 3-game spread there. So, you know, there's a lot of switch, a lot of movement that could still happen before this is over. But tonight should be one of those special nights. There should be a lot of energy. Very few Friday night games. So the weekend kind of plays into this a little bit.
I think the Illini Classic was the last time. I remember Charles Barkley and Auburn were here on a Friday night, and we played Friday and Saturday, and the winners played on Saturday night back in Lou Henson's in the 80s, I think.
Yeah, we had a lot of the Illini Classic. Yeah. We actually played a few Friday night games. We had DePaul here a few years ago.
But no Big Ten, I don't think.
Probably not a Big Ten.
It's a unique
game.
But, well, I mean, it's fun, and there'll be a lot of people not having to get up to work tomorrow.
That's right.
So they'll be out tonight, and it's you know, you get in there. We're planning to go a little bit earlier tonight because it's going to be pretty crazy.
Yeah, I told everybody. I was telling a couple other reporters. I said, you know, if you want to give service to your fans, have them come a little bit early because so you're not standing in line going through security when it's time for tip-off because the crowd will have a big crowd. Yeah. It will be full, and it's sold out, of course, but all those people are going to be coming, and if you wait till the last 10 or 15 minutes.
We were there in Minnesota, and it took a while for everybody to fill in because they forget you're going through a little security. It doesn't take long, but that's a long line at every door, so I'd go at 6:15.
I would, too. I'll be there at 5 o'clock.
I know you are. You're always there. Okay, so this is, and I said last hour, I said, the best sports seasons are when it's better than you thought. And I expected an NCAA tournament team. I didn't expect at the top. And listen, I also don't want to exaggerate like I always do. But this season, it feels like game in, game out is harder. There used to be a little more of a little bump down, a little easier team. I mean, the next 4 games, I mean, Maryland, Michigan State, Rutgers, Penn State now are good. Wow, those are tough games.
Every game is a grind in this league. And even, you know, if you look at the bottom of the conference, Nebraska's played some people really tough on the road. Northwestern has totally just given away a couple games that they'd led late at Indiana.
We're fortunate to be Northwestern here.
Yeah.
We really were.
And then they had a game in Evanston a couple, you know, a week or so ago where they led right up to the end.
Purdue hit that shot.
Purdue hits a crazy shot. And so, and then Purdue beats Iowa by infinity after Iowa beats us over there. And you know, and so, I mean, who knows can figure this league. So every game is really tough, which should make for an incredible tournament when we get to that point. Ooh, but, man, we got a couple, month of games left.
Yep, and, a lot of play.
A lot of fun down the stretch, but there could be a lot of switching around in the standings. A lot of fun to be a part of the conversation, though, at the top.
So really, the only game I can say I want 4 is Minnesota at this point. Because it's
Nebraska.
I'm sorry, Nebraska. It's pretty much filling
and
up.
And that may be the last 4.
Wow.
No, it's getting close. They're moving.
We expect sellouts the rest of the way, I think.
I would think that's the only game left. Yeah. Monday night game.
I mean, Indiana and Iowa here, that's going to be good.
Yeah. You know, the Iowa game's taking on a little different flavor, too, after last Sunday.
I don't know. I mean, do you dunk? Do you shoot a 3 at the end? I mean, do you do that stuff? I don't know. I heard Chin Coleman last night with Lante talking about that going. I was just asking best pizza place.
Yeah,
that's
of course
all.
They were.
Just checking out that. All right, Ken, it's been a lot of fun so far. We, as you said, there's a whole lot of games left, but this has been a tremendous Big Ten basketball season so far for the Fighting Illini.
Yeah, it's been fun to watch these guys. It's a fun team to watch. Yeah, and I think we said this at the very beginning, after the first few games. It's just been a fun team to watch. They play, shoot, they run up and down the floor.
They play defense.
Now, you know, we've kind of made some switches in playing a different level of defense, and that's what's kept us in a lot of these games, and that's why we were in the game at Iowa the other day till the very end, the last 2 minutes, a minute and a half.
What did Dion say? You can travel with defense and rebounding.
Travels.
And I told Mary Hansen to tell Lou Hansen that what I remember is when Illinois got dunked on in the Lou Hansen days, you dunked on Lou. He took it personally. That just didn't happen. We're guarding now, and I love that.
Yeah.
I love that.
And it's great to have a rim protector somewhere around the rim.
What kind of kid is Kofi?
He is really a good guy, you know, kind of goofy, you know, still a little innocent, I think, in a lot of ways, as he's kind of working his way through the first time of being kind of a celebrity like this a little bit.
Nine double doubles.
Local celebrity, right?
How many? Wow, nine double doubles.
Yeah.
But he's way better at basketball than I expected and way quicker at learning than I expected.
Yeah,
he's a fine player.
He's very good. Yeah. So he's 7'2", so strong,
though.
So
wow.
He's a big man.
Yeah. I mean, he's bigger than you,
Kent. You could take that, was it Atwood Hammond experience, and you could post him up.
Yeah.
Still got the steps.
He would just dunk me in the trash can over there. He's really good.
Well, there's some other things happening. I know women's gymnastics at Huff against Penn State.
Unfortunately, at the same time.
Oh, my gosh. We got all kinds of things going on. We got women's gymnastics. We got tennis going on today.
And that's number 3, Florida.
Yeah. I mean, and they moved that tennis match up to 4 o'clock.
Okay,
so the fans could. Maybe catch both, the ones who want to do both.
Yep.
Just a busy, busy weekend of Illini sports. We've got tennis again, I think, over the weekend later. You know, a couple teams are on the road. Women's basketball goes to Penn State. There's a lot of stuff going on right
Even
now.
Even softball down in Clearwater, Florida, Liberty today, and the track and field are in Lincoln, Nebraska, are wrestling at Rutgers.
Yeah, and then baseball gets started next
week. Let's go. So play a little ball.
All the spring and winter sports are participating right now.
Yeah.
So, it keeps everybody hopping.
Oh, go Illini.
ILL, guys.
This is a big
goal. Hey, you know, you guys realize after night, I guess we have to play again no matter what, right? And so Tuesday is another big
one. Orange, Michigan State. Yeah.
8 o'clock.
Well, let's go. This is a big show now, man. This is big boy pants.
I love it.
It's a good game.
Yeah.
It's going to be good.
Yeah.
And I got a team that can do that. That's fun. 8:28.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The job market was stronger than expected last month. Employers added 225,000 new jobs in January. Construction, healthcare, transportation, and warehouse jobs increased. Economists were predicting the mild January would help construction employment. It did. The unemployment rate rose slightly to 3.6% because more people are looking for jobs. T-Mobile is attracting more customers for its monthly plans. It recently combined one level of service with Netflix subscriptions. T-Mobile's earnings were stronger than expected. It now appears eBay won't be sold to the parent company of the New York Stock Exchange, Intercontinental Exchange, which had been interested in eBay, now says it's giving up on a takeover of eBay because its investors didn't back the plan. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosilda, invested in you.
Logan is back, and she's exclusively on Fox Nation with an unflinching look at the border crisis.
What I care about is one thing, the truth.
And she's taking on the mainstream media, tackling the issues that matter to America, one story at a time.
This is me at my core.
No bias, no nonsense. Lara Logan has no agenda. The must-see docuseries is available now, only on Fox Nation. Start your free trial at foxnation.com.
Flowers and romance, a perfect combination. February 14th is Valentine's Day. Show that person you love and respect how special they are with flowers from the Blossom Basket Florist. Roses are the true message of love and will put a smile on that special someone's face, and she'll know that she is loved. Visit the Blossom Basket Florist, 1002 North Cunningham Avenue in Urbana, or at the Village at the Crossing at the corner of Windsor and Duncan Road in Champaign. Call 367-ROSE or visit online at blossombasket.com. Well, as you celebrate that special person in your life on Valentine's Day and throughout the year, give them the love letter that lives on, an estate plan. Busey wants you to think about this now. Busey Wealth Management can help you prepare an estate plan that ensures your family and financial goals are met after you're gone. You never know when the inevitable will come for our loved ones. According to a survey from caring.com, more than half of Americans, 60%, do not have an up-to-date estate plan. Complete a message to my loved ones, no matter your stage in life, from Busey Wealth Manager. The packet will help you outline your life, your legacy, and your wishes through fill-in-the-blank style questions. It may not seem relevant right now, but having an estate plan is a key part of your financial wellness. For more advice on estate planning and other financial topics, connect with Busey on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Busey Wealth Management, led by Kurt Anderson. Here to guide you through the estate planning process, call 1-800-67-BUSEY. To discuss your wishes and to request a message to my loved ones. Investment products and services not FDIC insured may lose value. No bank guarantee. That'd be a good Valentine's gift, saying we don't have to talk about it very long, yeah. But we're good. We're all good. Everything's there. Okay, going to break for the news. Coming right back. You're always welcome to text us, 359-2255. And tonight has the potential to be a very memorable night at State Farm from the standpoint of energy. And if we win, it's going to be pretty cool. Last year's biggie was the Michigan State Storm the Floor, because that was a team that only won 12 times.
Mm-hmm.
And a big upset over a very good Michigan State team. So that was last year's pinnacle. And this year, hey, man, I don't know. Nobody knows. There's no hammer in the NCAA basketball tournament that I see. And the fact that Illinois, I keep saying I'm going to do a bracket promotion. We better get on that.
Yeah.
Because that's going to happen quickly. Selection Sunday, got to fill out Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yeah.
And then have some massive prize or something.
Reach out to me if you want to sponsor that.
Reach out to Diane if you want to sponsor that. All right, 8:30.
News. I'm Lillian Wu. The number of jobs added in the U.S. jumped at the beginning of the year. The expectation was for 160,000 new jobs. What we got instead...
225,000 jobs were created last month, 206,000 in the private sector, 19,000 in the public sector. Unemployment rate ticked up to 3.6%.
Fox's Edward Lawrence. As coronavirus fears continue, we're getting word on how some health screenings went for some passengers on a cruise ship docked in Bayonne, New Jersey.
This ship is the anthem of the seas, returning from the Bahamas. That's according to the New York Post. Authorities became concerned when some of the passengers developed pulmonary issues. Those passengers have been quarantined.
Fox's Todd Pyro, the mayor of Bayonne, saying about 24 people were screened. 4 transported to an area hospital for further screening. The CDC considers the incident below low risk. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Be sure to stop by the Champaign City Building atrium to check out the city's display highlighting trailblazing African Americans in our nation's history. Black History Month stickers are located right next to the display and are available for employees and visitors to show their support. City staff also are invited to participate in the Black History Month Challenge for a chance to win a prize. The city of Champaign has issued a permit for a special event to be held in Champaign for the One Winter Night event. That's today through tomorrow. During that special event, Park Avenue west of Randolph Street to Neal Street will be closed at noon today, and Chester Street between Neal Street and Walnut Street will be closed beginning at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Both will reopen tomorrow morning. Parking along Neal Street between University Avenue and Main Street, as well as Walnut Street between University Avenue and Main Street, will not be allowed after noon today. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 three-day weather from the National Weather Service.
High 34, low 26. Clouds tomorrow. High 31, low 22. 38 on Sunday. An 80% chance of precipitation. Down to 28 in the evening. Today, a 40% shot at some snow showers this morning, but no accumulation is mentioned anywhere. Temperatures currently at 27 on ESPN 93.5.
Well, I'm glad you're along. It is Friday morning, February 7. Again, basketball tonight, basketball Tuesday. Two enormous games of very good opponents. Maryland is ranked 9th, sits atop the Big Ten standings with Illinois at 8-3. But as Kent mentioned, we got like 9 more games against some really tough teams.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's a long way to go. But a win tonight obviously puts us in better shape than a loss. It's just a long way to go, and there's just every night is just amazing how tough it is to win in the Big Ten. As you can see, you know, there's 8 teams that are within a game or so of each other. It's just really close.
I was just assessing the box, the slips at Jets Pizza around Barnoff, Madison, Springfield, or near campus at Neal and Green. Get by there and put your name in the box.
Well, yeah.
It's one time a day, and you, there's one guy with 15 slips in there.
That doesn't count.
I know.
No. Well, unless he came in 15 consecutive
days. Well, I suppose.
But you can't stuff the box.
I know.
Anyway.
He wants to win.
These are hot tickets.
Yes, and it's the last 3 Illini home games.
You're winning me. You're winning 3 pair?
Exactly.
What are we doing?
And they've got their sweetheart pizza to share for Valentine's Day at Jets Pizza. So stop on by.
All right, our Stever deal is coming up on Monday today. No official Stever deal, but we do have one more spot for a test drive if you want to do that at Honda BMW. They think I work there because I do stop by. It's off Neil at Burwash in Savoy.
It's good to high-five the gang when you walk in the door.
Yeah.
Craig and Kenny and Dale. Customer satisfaction and interaction.
Yep. Jonathan Kerr, former offensive lineman, University of Illinois. He's a good guy.
Brian Dowd detailing the vehicle.
Brian Dowd. Oh, I mean, they got this guy named Brian Dowd.
Off the charts.
He is the best there is. They acquired him, and now he's at Honda BMW. But if you want, he just detailed mine, and it was unbelievable.
It makes it run better.
Well, that's true. But we had the Goldens, they're actually the white English creams from Dr. Todd in the back.
Ooh, that's a challenge.
Oh, boy. I think it's 4.5 hours. And Brian did it himself.
Wow.
It's like $200 or something, but it's like new.
Uh-huh.
It is absolutely like new.
It just makes you feel better getting in your car. New car smell, and it's not a new car.
You need to call Honda BMW, and you can have Brian Dowd have his team detail. It is so worth it. Do that. And also, if you want a test drive, just text in Honda. And how this works is you have to be a qualified test driver, meaning insurance in your own name, capable to buy something, and seriously in the market.
Right.
And if you're all those things, I give you $200 cash.
Driver's license, insurance, car,
yeah,
things
all,
like
all that stuff. But $200. So all I'm saying is if you're shopping around and you've never been to Honda BMW, this is for you. Text me Honda. 359-2255. So the Academy Awards are sometime. I don't know when that is. I know it's coming up. And I saw Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood last night. Tom Hanks, about Fred Rogers, show that ran 3 decades. It's a beautiful name in the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. A beautiful name. Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Deeper than I expected. All about pretty much a reporter.
Right. And forgiveness.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness, a great message.
Yeah, it's. Have you seen it?
I did.
It was very, very well done. Tom Hanks is so good.
Right.
He's the Jimmy Stewart of our time. If you don't remember Jimmy Stewart, Jimmy was a star in the 40s, 50s, 60s. And he was a good guy. Tom Hanks has done a great job staying out of politics and just doing his craft. Mm-hmm. And he's just smart. Rita Wilson, his wife, she's been great on screen as well.
That's right.
But Tom Hanks in this was terrific, and the guy, somebody Rhys, R-H-Y-S, was the reporter, worked for Vanity Fair. This occurred in, I guess, late 90s, middle 90s was when this happened, where this very cynical guy with a lot of family trouble, with a real conflict with his father, goes to Fred Rogers, and Fred was a Presbyterian minister, so he knew how to counsel. But just thought it was really good. It's in this vitriolic time, it felt very nice to be kind, to forgive, to get through with kindness and love. And the message is just that. But Tom Hanks is, he's definitely one of my favorites.
Lloyd Vogel, an investigative journalist.
Yeah, they changed the name because the guy's real name, he said, you know, it's kind of based on me and kind of is. And he even consulted and showed up and talked to the actors and everything else. The real-life reporter, I can't remember his name. It's Tom J-U-N-O-D, Junid or something. They changed his name for this. And then an actor who starred in October Sky, the dad in October Sky, among others.
Chris Cooper.
Yeah, Chris Cooper's good.
It was Jerry Vogel and Matthew Rhys.
Matthew Rhys, and very, very good. But Tom Hanks, and just the way they incorporated the neighborhood and Mr. Rogers.
Yes.
I thought it was touching and just very well done.
Right.
But Mr. Rogers was a good man. And this was a guy that was kind of hit piece guy that they put on this.
Right.
And he ended up getting the cover and a massive, and called him a hero. And it kind of changed his life. So it's a good story. It's a good rental. It's a good one to watch, and anymore, what's happened is you just kind of go and click and buy off the TV now, which I thought would happen earlier than it did.
Uh-huh.
Back in the day, there's the Blockbuster, Be Kind, Rewind. Gosh, that's just 20 years
ago. So the Oscars are coming up on Sunday, and Tom Hanks
this
is up
Sunday?
For a supporting role.
Well, yeah. I'm glad I saw it. It's this early? I thought it was late February.
Nope, 7 okay. o'clock, February 9th.
And who's our host or host?
They don't really have one.
So no Billy Crystal coming out, no Jimmy Kimmel.
What's been trending is the age of some of these nominees, and a lot of them around 70. And as we know, with Michael Douglas passing away,
Kirk Douglas
at the age of 103.
Yeah. I am Spartacus. Great movie.
Yeah, I know.
Well, yeah, Michael Douglas is 75, his son.
Right.
So it's this Sunday.
It is.
Hostless.
That's right. And some of the movies that I've seen, at least, Little Women is in there. Ford versus Ferrari
is
in there. Irishman.
I think the only thing I've seen is the Tom Hanks.
Okay. 1917 and The Joker also.
I can't see The Joker.
I know.
I'm not seeing The Joker. Why would I want to see The Joker?
Right.
I know Joaquin Phoenix has been a stupendous actor for a long time, and I don't want that image in my head. And he'll be good enough to leave it there, and I don't want it.
Yeah.
But no, I know how good he is, and I don't want to be empathetic and sympathetic toward a murderer, which is essentially what it is.
Did you see Judy with Renee Zellweger?
I wanted to, just haven't seen
good.
Really
that,
good.
That's good.
That's a good one.
I mean,
have you seen
really,
that?
I have.
What are you doing?
But mainly it's rentals. I'm hitting that red box or whatever.
Yeah.
And it seems like Judy was just so lonely, it seemed
yeah,
like.
Yeah, it's
too
kind
bad.
Of a sad story.
Which
alcoholic?
Right.
Yeah.
And pill popper. And,
yeah.
You know, it all dates back to The Wizard of Oz.
Right.
When they wanted her to be thin and energetic and the perfect girl.
Was she 17 or
right.
16?
Or 14.
Was she that young?
And, you know, yeah. She really couldn't go out much and, you know, just had this kind of secluded life because you want to be a big star, well, don't you, Judy?
Yeah. The biggies of 1939, Gone with the Wind and The Wizard of Oz, 1939. And first in color, Technicolor,
right?
Check your sports next. 841. You can text us 359-2255. You want to chime in? Be right back.
This is the OSF Healthcare Medical Minute. February is Heart Month. I'm Ron Kossman. I'm a cardiothoracic surgeon at OSF Heart of Mary Medical Center in Urbana. As a cardiothoracic surgeon, I do operations on organs in the chest, such as the heart and the lungs. The most common operation I do on the heart is bypass surgery to treat the blockages that cause people to have heart attacks. People develop blockages from atherosclerosis, or hardening of the arteries. The primary risk factors for developing that are things like family history, high blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol, smoking, being overweight, and not getting enough exercise. People can help to avoid developing atherosclerosis by controlling the risk factors. Family history we can't impact, but the other things are things that we can control to try to lower risk. At OSF Healthcare, we have a wonderful team of cardiologists and cardiothoracic surgeons to help you manage these processes. This Medical Minute has been brought to you by OSF Healthcare. To learn more, visit osfhealthcare.org.
Get the roof your home deserves. Roof Doctors. They have honest, reasonable rates. They give you competitive prices up front. No gimmicks or contractor pricing games. You can rely on Roof Doctors. No deposit required. No subcontractors. Over 30 years in business in the industry. Check out Roof Doctors at roofdoctorsco.com or call Tammy or Randy at 328-7529. Roof Doctors, 328-7529.
Want to try the best coffee in Illinois? You're in luck. Clever Moose is now brewing Big Shoulders Coffee, awarded Best Coffee in Illinois 2019 by Food & Wine Magazine. This full-bodied, exclusive drip coffee blend, Bold Slugger, is rich, deep, and full of chocolatey sweetness. The new creamy, perfectly balanced espresso Lake Street is a smart blend of Brazilian, Ethiopian, and Ugandan beans with subtle fruity notes. The only downstate brewer of Big Shoulders Coffee is Clever Moose, located inside Logic at the corner of Neal Street and Fox Drive. Come try a cup today.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. Finding your way to retirement may feel a bit like working your way through a maze. Without a guide, it's hard to see if you're headed in the right direction. We can offer guidance along the way to help you see the big picture and make good financial decisions. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign or call 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Hey, Grandma, I haven't heard from you in forever. Why don't we message on the computer anymore?
I just don't trust the darn thing anymore. Viruses, people stealing my bank records. Why can't we just go back to the way it used to be? A handwritten note or a long Sunday evening phone call?
Grandma, you don't have to be scared of the internet anymore. Just contact Area Wide Technologies, 359-8041.
Thank you, Johnny. Now, how about you message me that report card of yours?
Gotta go.
I I just love hearing the little cake voice.
844. Apparently, Tom Hanks has said he hated Trump. I've never seen that.
Right. Terry had texted in. Thanks for that.
Yeah, he's not. He's certainly not Bette Midler. But, yeah, I would advise them. I know that they don't, but I would advise them to kind of, because I, you know, Republicans and Democrats both spend money. Isn't that what Michael Jordan said? He said they both wear shoes and spend money. Why would you alienate half the country? Here you go.
All right. We have number 9, Maryland, at the State Farm Center. And we're facing number 20, Illinois, on Tuesday the 11th at 8 o'clock. It's the Orange Out against Michigan State Spartans. And we've got 3 of these 4 sold out. The only one available really ticket-wise is that game against Nebraska on the 24th, so take note. And we had Ohio State beating our Illini ladies 78-58. Illini Nation busy at Huff, the women's gymnastics against Penn State. Softball team down in Clearwater, Florida, taking on Liberty, and then Ole Miss tomorrow. Men's tennis hosting number 3, Florida, if you want to check that out. Women's tennis is in Chicago, taking on UCLA. And men's track and field is in action in Nebraska, wrestling at Rutgers. We also had on ice the Jets over the Blues 4-2. Blackhawks defenseman Brent Seabrook, at the age of 34, underwent hip surgery, should be back at the beginning of next season. Also, the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am first round, Nick Taylor, opened with a birdie and then closed with opened with an eagle, 2 birdies at the end, 8-under-63 for his opening round.
That's amazing. Opening
round. So you might want to check that out.
Yeah. Oh,
weekend.
I love watching Pebble Beach because it's the scenery. It's just great Sunday afternoon nap time.
Yeah.
When you have the gymnasts for birdie. Got it.
I could never call golf.
Oh, man. That's so great. Oh, it'll be so fun. 8:46. If you're looking to save money at a grocery store with fresh fruits and vegetables, with in-store help, and someone who bags your groceries, I invite you to visit Value Check, where cost plus food creates more savings. Value Check, where quality and price meet you in the middle. Did I say you'll save money? You'll save money. Fantastic specials every single week. If you want to save money on your groceries, visit Value Check today. They're at 1914 Glen Park Drive in Champaign.
The Champaign County Forest Preserve District offers lots of great winter fun. Their educational programs will teach you about owls, how to make maple syrup, woodcocks, and more. Outside offers sledding at Homer Lake, cross-country skiing, trail hikes, and ice fishing. On clear nights, head to Middle Fork River Forest Preserve in Penfield to check out the stars. You'll be amazed with views at Illinois' first international dark sky park. Go to ccfpd.org to see all they have to offer for you to get closer to nature this winter.
Well, you've done very well in this job interview. I want to know what powers you through the day.
Well, I use a AAA battery as a backup on my alarm clock. Then I turn on my TV for the weather with my AA powered remote. I drove here in my car that has an MT58 Interstate battery. Oh, I forgot about my watch. It has a coin cell battery from Interstate Battery. I once had a fire in my house, and I knew about it because my smoke detector had a 9-volt Interstate battery. So I guess you could say that Interstate Battery powers me. If you need the hookup, go to them in Champaign on Madison.
Wow, you seem charged up for this job.
Join us on Friday, February 7th from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. Come down to the Orpheum Children's Science Museum and see not only live speakers and hear about the different aspects that affect homelessness here in Champaign, including law enforcement and homelessness, mental health and substance abuse and homelessness, but also see live music starting at 5 p.m., check on your friends hanging out in the boxes downtown, and visit with those supporting the vital ministry of See You at Home. You can give that night, or you can give online today at www.seeyouathome.us.
Hi, I'm Bonnie Woolard. My husband Carrie and I have been with Unity Music Boosters organizing All Out a Cappella for the past 12 years.
And I'm Diane Ducey. I've been an MC for the All Out a Cappella event all those years, too.
We're inviting you to save the date for this year, Saturday, February 22nd, in Unity's Polly Anderson Auditorium.
The All Out a Cappella shows on February 22nd will be at 4:30 and 7:30. $10 for students, $15 for adults.
Watch Facebook for updates or visit unitymusicboosters.org.
Welcome into Reviews. This episode, we are focusing in on Luther Falls. Cammie, who gave a 5-star review, said, quote,
I cannot say enough about the professionalism, dedication, workmanship, knowledge, prices, choices about this lovely and ever-growing family business. They installed a custom bathroom for us a few years ago, and we are repeat customers with our custom kitchen countertops this month. The countertops were absolutely beautiful, and the whole process was positive. Keep up the good work. You are all awesome. Go to LutherFalls.com for more details.
Financing now available.
Well, let's check your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
All right, well, it's looking chilly. High 34, low 26. Morning snow showers. Seems like the flurries are starting to come down now. And we've got the One Winter Night event happening this evening in downtown Champaign. The traffic patterns will start changing late this afternoon as people gear up for that. And they encourage parking at the Hill Street parking deck. Tomorrow, we've got a high 32, low 22. 20% chance of precipitation. 80% chance of precipitation, but more mild on Sunday. High 38, low 28. We're currently at 27 on ESPN 93.5.
And don't forget the orange out coming up.
Hey, Illini fans, Illinois basketball's marquee matchups right around the corner. You don't want to miss the 2020 Orange Out presented by Game Day Spirit. February 11th, Michigan State comes to the State Farm Center. We need all Illini fans in attendance to wear orange. The first 1,000 people to enter the game through the West Main entrance will get a free 2020 Orange Out shirt, and all orange apparel will be 20% off in Game Day stores the week leading up to the game. Orange Out, presented by the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, Game Day Spirit.
Big Grove Tavern at 1 East Main Street in downtown Champaign has something for everyone. Serving great steaks, seafood, and vegetarian dishes, along with the first-class wine, cocktail, and beer selection. Weekend brunches roll out a party with a mimosa bar and breakfast classics. Or maybe you need some private space for your next event, lunch, or meeting. Email sales at biggrovetavern.com or call 237-3505 for information on three private rooms. Big Grove, big flavor.
ESPN 93.5, thanks to everybody participating One Winter's Night tonight for CU at home.
Mm-hmm.
And what they're doing with the homeless and helping and stay warm, everybody. Bundle up and do all the layers. And, man, that's going to be chilly tonight.
We were talking with Rob Dahlhaus, the executive director. CUAtHome.us is the website in case you'd like to start giving, because that lofty goal is $350,000 to make a facility that can host, he's saying, up to 60 people a night staying there sometimes. So, and obviously, the weather's chilly. And from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m., I know Stephanie Funkhauser is one of the folks that is going to be participating again this year with Royce and Brinkmeyer Apartments. So we appreciate her participation. Her husband, Patrick, was one of our law enforcement officials
of
the month.
Awesome. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you.
And Orpheum Children's Science Museum is kind of like the headquarters. If you want to go there and listen to speakers on mental illness, on substance abuse, the law enforcement perspective, different perspectives of homeless in our community. So a very learning and educational evening also. It's from 6 p.m. tonight until 6 a.m. tomorrow. Even got some music performers in and out of the Orpheum. So check it out tonight in downtown Champaign.
And if you have a football withdrawal, there's always the XFL, whatever that is. New football league starts tomorrow.
I see.
So if you wanted to get after the Super Bowl,
okay,
somebody hitting somebody on TV, it's, I think they have that. And then baseball, I think the pitchers and catchers report in what, 2 weeks or less than 2 weeks? I mean, it's really getting on with it now. I think the first Cardinal game is March 26th, but February 22nd is the first preseason game on the radio.
Wow.
So you'll hear from Jupiter, Florida, Cardinal baseball, whenever February 22nd, I think it's a Saturday, if next Friday's a 14, then 21-22. So Saturday, February 22nd, baseball.
Nice.
Returns, and you'll want to listen for Dylan Carlson. He's one of the guys who's 20, who the Cardinals think could be the man.
Wow.
So, you'll be listening, and we'll carry Cubs as available in preseason as well over on US 105.9.
I love it.
So, we are, and did you notice last night at 5:20 when I'm on my way home? It was light.
Yes.
So, the whole earth tilting.
Spring is on the horizon.
There you go, and we've spring ahead, like first weekend?
I think it's March 8th.
Okay. March 8th, we spring ahead, meaning, and by the way, when I said the Illinois legislature is working on not touching our clocks, that needs federal approval.
Yes, it does.
So maybe not.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, the state legislature has been talking about, let's not touch our clocks.
Go Illini!
Yeah, big game tonight. Lots going on the weekend. Enjoy everything Jeremy Warner Show coming up. All the latest on tonight's big showdown with Maryland, who's in town. They came yesterday. It's always a Big Ten rule with weather to show up a day before now.
I see.
Lon Kruger back in the day used to fly a day of.
I see.
But then something happens, you don't get to the game.
Okay.
Anyway, so they're in town. It'll be a great showdown with two very good basketball teams and a crowd that will serve as a six-man for sure tonight. Friday night, Big Ten basketball. It'll be fun. Go Illini. All right, we'll meet on Monday.
All right, enjoy your weekend.
You too. That's Diane Ducey. I am Stevie J. Stand by for some content. Ladies and gentlemen, don't forget the drive this afternoon with Lontan Derek Piper and more content before the game tips off at 7. You might want to get there a bit early. There is security. It takes a little bit of time to get through, not very long. Well, it's a lot slower than it used to be when you just walked in the State Farm Center. So you got to deal with that. So I would suggest getting there early because last game there were a lot of people seated with about 10 to go in the first half because it was that lined up. See you tonight, ESPN 93.5. I'm Stevie J. Have a blessed weekend.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop.
This is your year for impeccable flooring style. Flooring Surfaces brings fresh looks from around the world to Central Illinois. And right now, we're offering deep discounts on all the floors you want. You'll save big on Italian porcelain tile, beautiful hardwood floors, waterproof vinyl, soft and durable carpets, and fantastic backsplash mosaics. If it's in stock, it's on sale now. And with over 1 million square feet of flooring in stock, you'll find the right look to fit your style and budget. Combine excellent selection with free design assistance, free estimates, professional installation service, and financing options. It's easy to see why Flooring Surfaces has your floor covered. See us today at 401 East Mercury Drive in Champaign.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surfaces, your first stop. Flooring Surfaces, your first stop.
Hey, Miss Johnson, what's this you got cooking here on the stove?
Now, Billy, I told you to stay out of that until supper time, you hear me?
But, Miss Johnson, it smells so good, and it's so cold out.
I know it smells good, Billy. It's because it's my famous stew with a great cut of meat from the U of I Meat Sales Room.
If you're looking for the best cuts of meat for stew, soups, or any dish that will keep you warm this winter, head to the U of I Meat Sales Room. The U of I Meat Sales Room on the corner of Maryland and Florida in Urbana.
When your car breaks down, you realize just how much you need it. And when it breaks down, Beaumont Alignment Plus steps up. For routine maintenance like brakes, oil changes, tune-ups, batteries, and tires, you can count on Beaumont Alignment Plus. Bigger issues, including alignment, suspension work, starters, alternators, transmission, require specialists. So get to know Beaumont Alignment Plus for your vehicle repairs. With locations on Bloomington Road and Denison Drive in Champaign, you're never far from the help you need. It's good to know the quality service is still affordable at Beaumont Alignment Plus.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. Finding your way to retirement may feel like working your way through a maze. Without a guide, it's hard to see if you're headed in the right direction. We can offer guidance along the way to help you see the bigger picture and make good financial decisions. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place, Champaign. Call 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
You're moving into a new neighborhood. It's important to make a good first impression. Is this what you want move-in day to be? The professional movers at 2 Minute a Truck know your new neighbors are watching from their kitchen window. They're sizing you up. Make a good first impression. Hire professional movers that are background checked and drug tested. 2menchampagne.com. That's a smart move.
Hi, welcome to Honda BMW of Champaign.
Hi, I've got all sorts of car problems.
Okay, we'd be happy to help you out. What's the issue?
First off, I think I need a new car. Mine is really old.
We've got a large selection of new Hondas on our lot.
Great, and then my wife needs one too, but I don't think we have the budget for two new cars.
Our finance department will help you pick the best option for your needs.
Wow, you answered all my questions.
That's what we're here for. Sir?
Finally, peace of mind.
Honda BMW of Champaign. Their staff is committed to giving you peace of mind. Stop by today at the corner of Neal and Brewwash in Savoy.
I-L-L-I-N-I.
Cheer on the Illini at Pia's Sports Bar and Grill. Pia serves up its famous 10-ounce Slugger Burger for only $8.95. Enjoy $3 22-ounce Light and Coors Light drafts every home and away Illini game. Watch the game at Pia's or ride the free shuttle to all home games. Plus, enter to win 100 level seats each game. You will find it all at Pia's with live video gaming, sports, food, drinks, and fun. West Springfield Avenue in Champaign.
Bad hair day? Bad day at the office? Bad day behind the wheel? Hey, stuff happens, even to the best of us. At least your car insurance rate doesn't have to take a hit. Get Erie Rate Lock from Erie Insurance. Gives you a great rate that stays put until you change a car, driver, or your address. Plus, seriously good service. Now that's something to smile about.
Your Erie agent in Champaign is Thomas & Eller's Insurance. Get a quote at 217-356-2400.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage and is not available in all states.
Have you considered becoming a mentor? Right now is the perfect time through Big Brothers Big Sisters. The time commitment is small, but the impact is big. Children on our wait list enjoy playing sports, going out to eat, going to the movies, or just taking a walk in the park. If you've considered becoming a mentor through Big Brothers Big Sisters, please call our office at 355-2227 or check us out on Facebook at Big Brothers Big Sisters of Central Illinois. Visit bbbscil.org.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5.